Good morning. Scattered showers, also areas of fog and drizzle, have been moving through during the overnight and now early morning hours. That, combined with temperatures back around 32 in most places, causing some slippery travel this morning, especially on surfaces that have been left untreated. So some icy spots around. Scattered showers will last through the morning and temperatures will hold in the lower 30s. Eventually, most of the region will climb through the middle and into the upper 30s, with some spots even reaching the lower 40s by the end of the day with scattered rain showers. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled, though, for some spots, especially in northern New York, across mountain valleys and into New England, for some icy spots to persist into the afternoon and evening period. Temperatures will hold steady or even climb a bit tonight. Skies will remain cloudy, and there's the chance of some scattered showers passing through. Also, more areas of fog and drizzle, but without the icing concerns across most of the area. This will lead to a steadier rain during the morning tomorrow. Temperatures during the day tomorrow with the rain will climb through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark. With the milder temperatures, we'll have snow melt, include the rain, and that means the potential for ice jam flooding will increase through the next 24 to 48 hours. As the storm system passes through, we'll go back to just scattered showers tomorrow afternoon, while we'll dry it out tomorrow night and into the day on Wednesday. High pressure will build in for the middle of the week, and on Wednesday afternoon we'll go back to sunshine, although temperatures will be colder with highs in the lower 30s. We'll stay dry with a good amount of sunshine on Thursday and Friday, but high temperatures will be back into the 20s. We'll moderate a bit back into the 40s with a good chance of rain showers over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread snow and rain will continue to spread across the central and northern states of the United States as a winter storm lifts northeast through the Midwest. The snow will be heavy at times over portions of the Central Plains and upper Mississippi Valley throughout the day before tapering off over the Central Plains tonight. The wind will also become gusty, and blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories are all in effect from eastern Colorado into the UP of Michigan. Snowfall totals in some of these areas will reach up to 12 to 18 inches with this storm. Meanwhile, on the milder side of the storm, showers and thunderstorms will move into parts of the Ohio Valley, southward into the eastern Gulf Coast today, and into parts of the Mid-Atlantic and southeast tomorrow. Some of the storms could be severe. And out west, upper-level energy will push inland over the Pacific Northwest, spreading rain and mountain snow from the Washington-California coast to the northern plains by Tuesday. Snow is expected to be heavy over the Cascades and northern Intermountain region over the next few days. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 16 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3/4 of a mile visibility and light drizzle and fog, 33 degrees, the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at West Yellowstone Lake, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, fog, and drizzle, upper 40s. Boston, cloudy with showers in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, rain likely with highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 36, that's 14 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 12.7 inches of snow, that's 4/10 of an inch above normal. And at 24.8 inches for the season, we're 4.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 942 for the month, and 3,295 for the season, which is 134 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening 4:55 p.m., 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with mixed precipitation today and some icy spots with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with showers, possibly some icy spots into tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers today, areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. Clouds, showers tonight, fog, drizzle, lows right around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with icy spots this morning, scattered showers, fog and drizzle today, with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, with highs right around 40. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with icy spots this morning, scattered showers, fog, and drizzle today with highs right around 40. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain likely in the morning, breezy with afternoon showers, temperatures in the upper 40s, a few icy spots Wednesday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder near 32. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday in the 20s, mostly cloudy, a shower possible Saturday, lower 40s, and rain changing to a few snow showers on Sunday with temperatures early in the day in the 40s, dropping in the afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.